I was wondering, before we get rolling here, if you'd do a couple of rejoins for us. Did you get that printout?
What are the gory details you want me to include?
Oh, just, you know, if you just say something like whatever you like to call yourself, if it's Uncle Ted, if it's Ted Nugent, it's all good, whatever.
Well, I usually call myself the Meat Master Mother. I'll alter that a little bit for the radio show.
That'd be good.
Yeah. No, that would be better, right, actually. Yeah.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys show.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Merle pulled out a gun during the break here, and I tell you what, this is unlike anything I've ever seen. And Merle, you know, tell us a little bit about this. It's all barrel in action with just a stock the same length as the barrel almost. But you do shoulder this, correct?
Yeah, you do shoulder it. This is a bullpup design. So, you know, the bullpups have our rear loading.
Action.
You know, the rear action. It's that design. Not all of them. Some of them will look like your traditional deer rifle.
Okay.
You know, wood stock, walnut stock. This has a beautiful walnut stock, but it's a bullpup design.
And the bullpup, like for traditional arms, is really kind of designed to be an assault weapon, right?
Right, right.
I mean, it's short, good tactical gear.
Right.
This has that same appearance, and that's beautiful. It looks like a walnut.
Yeah, it's a Turkish walnut.
Turkish walnut.
And you know the bullpup design. This is the design that I use around the house. They're small, you know, don't take up a lot of room. They're easy to handle. It's really really neat design, I think, and I just like the shortness of it. You know, you're going to get a little bit longer distance with a longer barrel.
What's the length of this one?
They go by millimeters.
Okay.
So I believe this is
looks like about 30 inches.
About 30 inches.
I think it's
a
600.
Yeah.
600,
I believe. Yeah. So, this would be where, if we were on video, you guys would be getting this. But basically, the stock is about 3 inches longer than the entire magazine and barrel put together. And instead of a magazine, there's an air chamber that the barrel sits on. And there's a little pressure gauge on that. Merle took the cap off the end of this thing, and you actually charge it with an air compressor. You
right.
set at your home.
Right, right.
Right? You got to have pretty heavy PSI, though?
Yeah, you have to have a special air compressor. You're not going to do it with the air compressor that's sitting in your garage that you pump your tires up with.
Yeah, so, what he said before is people bring their tanks down to Allen Bob's. They charge the tanks there.
Right. So, like you said, a little air tank.
Looks like a scuba tank.
But it's not CO2. It's just air.
It's just air.
Right? Yeah.
That's the beauty of it.
Right.
Yeah.
So, if you were really into this, you could get your own charging system. I'm assuming you'd probably sell them or whatever. But
yes.
This is, and you said there was, would you say, like 80 shots?
Yeah, you get, generally on a fill, you get 80 shots roughly with a .22 caliber. Now, you can pump these up with a hand pump, too. They make hand pumps to pump these up, but it is a lot of work.
Oh, man. Heck
it's,
yeah.
You know, you're pumping it like 200 times
right.
to get, you know.
A good workout, though.
Well,
you're
but
talking about.
You know what? If you get the toy, you got to get the accessories. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. You don't play golf without golf balls. You don't do this without a compressor.
So what's
right?
a compressor?
You can imagine, this has 3,000 PSI in it right now.
Wow.
So you pump your bike tire up to 20
PSI, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Or
so
80 if it's
you
a
think
racer.
Think about that, you know, how long that would take.
So you actually sell the compressors as well?
We do not sell the compressors.
Because that's got to be pretty pricey.
Yeah, the compressors are very pricey.
The one you bought especially.
For the most part, most people aren't going to want their own compressor unless they really, really shoot a lot. So
like
they're going to want their own tank.
Those big tanks you sell.
Yes.
How many times will that tank charge that gun?
Roughly 10.
Okay. And that's a lot of shooting.
So 10 times 80, that's 800 shots
right.
with
and
one
the,
tank.
Full. And now the barrels, are they interchangeable for different calibers, or do I buy one and am I done?
Okay, so you're getting into some different guns.
Okay.
So you have a price range. Most of these PCP guns are $300, and we sell them to $2,500.
Okay. Like anything else,
your
big boys 17, and their toys.
I take for a $1,700 to $1,500 gun on up, you can get one that'll interchange your barrels.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. Sure.
So
sure.
This one
is like $600, right?
Right.
So it's going to come with this. What caliber is this one?
22.
Okay.
That's a 22 caliber.
Right. So this 22 gun then, for $600, you got a really cool varmint gun for your backyard.
Right.
That when you're going to get a pssst when you shoot, and that's about it, right?
That's about it. You'll feel no recoil. You know, you do feel a little bit of recoil when you shoot the larger calibers, but you'll feel no recoil with a 22. You know, so there's very little movement in these things. Very, very accurate.
So the reason that this conversation started the other day at Alan Bob's was it was all about the squirrels on the bird feeder.
Right.
And living in a neighborhood where you can't have a loud explosion like my sawed-off.
Right.
So this thing, have you picked off a few squirrels off your bird feeder?
Squirrels and raccoons, yeah.
Raccoons are getting in the bird feeder.
Right. He lives in a better part of town. His food's better than mine.
They're from around the corner.
Right.
So I'm just thinking, when he told me this, I'm just thinking with the conversations we're having at work and these guys bitching about their bird feeders, I bet there's a lot of guys that don't know there's a nice, quiet air gun that they could get these predators off their bird food with. Because, I mean, we all want to feed the birds. We don't put it out there for the squirrels.
Right.
Squirrels, let's get this right. Squirrels are thieves, okay? If you sit in a tree stand and watch the squirrels, what do? They run up to the neighbor's squirrel nest, and they steal his nuts. While he's up there, that squirrel's in his nest stealing, right. And they meet each other on the way. They just go back and forth all day.
They're thieves.
So this weighs 6-7 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this is not a daisy. No, this is solid. This is really solidly built.
Yeah, and they're not your toy Red Rider, for sure.
So, and it's got a kind of a cantilevered scope mount on the top of this thing. So I would imagine you dial this thing in and
Picatinny rail design, just like an AR,
yep.
On that design. And some of them don't have that mount, but you know your more traditional rifles that look like a hunting rifle will have a traditional scope mount.
So Jop, right. That's your next gun,
right, man? I'm liking this a lot. I'd like to. Too bad we're in the studio because it'd be fun to go to the range.
I think you could, and that one's reasonable, $599.
Right.
Get a tank, get all loaded up. I think actually in your backyard in that far corner, it'd be a nice little target shot.
Yeah, and if I'm a little high, it's just Pet Supply Plus over there, and you know what? I'd go over there and get some more squirrel food.
I would say if you're high, you shouldn't be handling a gun.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, I want to give a little plug to Sobey again because I picked up this Pigeon Hill Beach Please.
Right. It's all in how you say it. Brewed in beautiful Muskegon, Michigan.
Yeah.
Right? And we're looking at a refreshing summer ale. I don't think you want to take this on the beach because you might not be allowed to. But if you do, it's in a can. So that's all good because you don't have to worry about glass on the beach. The same way with the pool, right, Bob?
Nice looking can, too.
We take no glass around the pool or at the beach. So
Merle, if you can stick around a little bit, you know, it's just a great weekend. Are you heading up north?
I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where's north
it's going to be
you?
A nice weekend. Up by Ludington, between Baldwin and Ludington.
Valhalla.
Yeah.
Valhalla.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just thinking, you know, it's a great time to start getting that freezer cleaned out a little bit, and there might be some wild game you want to take up north this weekend. And I want to talk about some of your favorite things to grill from the wildlife side, because I know you have a lot of wildlife. You definitely like venison, and we'll see what else is in your freezer.
Sure.
All right, coming up next, Merle's going to open the freezer, and we're going to cook a little bit. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.